Since 1958, the buzz and pageantry that surround the annual Academy Awards ceremony have belonged to the city of Los Angeles. Over the years, members of the Academy have resisted suggestions to move all or part of the award ceremony to New York City. But the excitement of the Oscars ceremony has prompted another nomination for a change of venue. Charles Monroe Kane reports.
I don't know if the Academy follows football, but the Packers didn't make the Super Bowl this year. This leaves Lambeau Field open. And I'm saying to myself, hey, why not fill it with the stars for the Oscar ceremony? Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Green Bay, Wisconsin. A bunch of backwards cheeseheads. But you know, we're not at all like that.
Green Bay's not backwards. The people are very well educated. Chicago's only 3 hours away. We all watch television. So we're quite up to date.
And what about the field conditions? I mean, if Lambeau's turf can handle Gilbert Brown, who weighs in somewhere to the north of 350 pounds in his pads and cleats, it can surely handle Nicole Kidman in heels. Granted, Green Bay's no Hollywood. But then again, to folks here, Hollywood is no Green Bay.
California is so different than here. The people are different. It's almost like people are afraid to be who they are out there. You know, I think people here are very down to earth. Everybody is friendly. Not saying that people aren't friendly there. I'm just saying that, you know, there's just like a kind of an attitude.
Just think, an attitude-free Oscars. And maybe Green Bay will do what Hollywood hasn't had the guts to do. Give Joan Rivers a long walk on a short pier and into the cold waters of Lake Michigan. Imagine that for ratings. Look, reality shows are hot, right? Why not a real Academy Awards ceremony then? And it don't get more real than Wisconsin. If Hollywood stars aren't afraid to tailgate, we're not afraid to grill them up some Sheboygan brats. And if they're really nice, we might even let them dine in our state delicacy, cheese curds.
Some people say it's like rubber. They squeak on your teeth. They are little chunks. They're all just kind of in their own shape and form. They smell great. They have a salty taste to them. And if you do it right, you get them fresh.
If you're going to have cheese curds, okay. If you're really going to have them, you're serving them to, you know, Renee Zellweger. What are they going to have with them?
They're going to have Wisconsin beer with them, of course, because they're going to be like at a Packer game. And they are going to have some string cheese with them, maybe a brat or two. And some people like to dip them in cocktail sauce.
Cheese curd cocktail.
Yes.
But that's good because a lot of people probably in Hollywood and L.A. now are all vegetarians.
Exactly, correct. And you know, you have a little horsey sauce with that, and you're all good.
Now, you can't tell me Jack Nicholson wouldn't like sitting in a Packer bar eating deep-fried cheese curds. And here in Wisconsin, he can smoke in any tavern he damn well pleases. But Green Bay isn't just cheese, beer, and football. I know spirituality is real hot in Hollywood these days. So we might even offer, say, Richard Gere or Steven Seagal a little Zen meditation, Wisconsin style. We call it ice fishing.
Over the years, I've done a lot of fishing just because I wanted to be quiet and alone. You're here in Wisconsin, what are you going to do? You're either going to go ice fishing or ice skating or something like that, and I chose ice fishing.
In closing, let's just skip the fight between New York and L.A. Keep the Oscars real. Bring them to Green Bay. Oh, by the way, I wrote a little ditty for the Academy. Here it is performed by Gene and Adam of the Northeast Wisconsin Accordion Club.
Screw the lights of Broadway and dim the glitter of L.A. Bring the Oscars here and have a beer here in old Green Bay.
Charles Monroe Kane is a producer at Wisconsin Public Radio, and while he makes an interesting case for a Green Bay Oscars, there may be other suitable locations. If you want to nominate your city for the Oscars ceremony, send an email to cultural@npr.org. Include your name and daytime phone number and a few reasons why the Oscars should go to your town. If you missed that, details are at npr.org.